Hi guys, how y'all doing? Welcome to Scripted Voices. In today's episode, we will be narrating Irresistible. Sit tight, relax, grab a coffee, and enjoy.
My graduation week was bizarre. Everything was done for me. Angel insisted on throwing a party, but I had other important things I needed to tend to. When I got back, I crossed paths with an exotic young lady that got out of Clinton's room. What's peculiar was that she was a regular. I had to do something, so I did. The internet is a beautiful place if you want it to be. She had no bad cred, but then I do have her intimate scenes in the palm of my hand. Little Miss Perfect was not so perfect after all. I requested to meet her, and I did. I was ruthless. I threw her pictures on her desk and promised to dedicate my life to ruining hers if she didn't stop seeing Clinton. So, the night before my graduation, I stood right outside his door. I could feel the pacing behind the door. He was waiting for her. He was going to be so disappointed. I knocked, and he opened. "Jean?" He was startled. "Expecting someone else?" He was stunned. He made way, and I let myself in. What can I do for you?" he asked out of courtesy. "You look tense, everything, okay?" I asked, acting completely oblivious. "Jean," he called. "Yes," I replied. "I'm sorry." He walked towards me and kissed me. He took my clothes off, and so did I, his. We practically teared them apart. "Good grief, Jean." He stepped back and looked at my body. He unbuckled his pants, and I watched him with a straight face. We made love that night. Sweet, passionate love. "I don't regret what I did, Clint. I don't. It was worth it, damn it." "I am yours, and you are mine." My thoughts wandered as I felt him inside me.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. I hope you liked the story. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe for a shout out, and follow for more juicy episodes. See you in the next one. Bye.